Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show. Mornings on the Mix, Melissa's creepy Vegas memories.
You know, I will remember I was in Vegas once with a bunch of girls, and we were in one of the clubs. And it stood out so much that it still sticks with me today that there was a guy by himself who was like in his 60s. Mm-hmm. Staring
Why don't you,
at the girls.
Could you do a who farted look more? Man, look at you. Maybe he's just a poor, lonely, divorced 60-year-old in an Affliction t-shirt. What do you want from him?
Well, you know when a guy standing there by himself, he had the drink and was just like staring at everybody, watching them all dance, and he was like moving a little, and I was like, get him out of here. He was creeping me
out. Get him out. Unless he's 45, then he can stare a little bit as long as he's got a little bit of money.
Oh,
right. See, that's a question I was going to ask. Does that ever work? Like, does that guy eventually get what he's looking for by the end of the night? Because I get
Depending on how much money he has, if he pays for it in Vegas, for sure.
We're all looking at him like going, what, look at this loser. But then somehow or another, I think it works eventually.
Oh,
I don't think it does.
So.
Okay,
no
good.
Way.
That's good to know.
I think he goes back to his room at the Flamingo and says, why did that not work? It's a joke. Why does it have to be accurate for you, the jokes? Why did
is that still there? When did that close?
It's just quintessential Vegas cheese.
It makes you think of the Rat Pack and that guy's heyday.
Is that still there? Oh, we should go.
Oh,
well, just, you know, like, be like, let's hit the Flamingo.
You're like the joke sniper. I mean, you just...
I don't mean to.
Oh, my God.
I really don't. I was like, oh, all of a sudden you zip me. I'm like, wow, is that place still there?
Yeah, she doesn't actually... She leaves the conversation that we're talking about to check on whether the Flamingo exists.
Important information listeners need to know, especially in the middle of a joke. On Eric in the Morning.
You know what? If you pull that in the club, the 60-year-old guy goes, I don't need it this badly. He walks away.
With Melissa and Whip.
Come on, swing, baby. You're platinum.
I really... still there?
I'm not mixed.
Did you hear at the beginning of that, Whip? Melissa did the voice.
Okay.
Did you hear it? Listen. Here, I'm going to start it again. Listen. Listener did
Melissa's
the voice.
Melissa's creepy Vegas memories.
You know, I will remember I was in Vegas once with a bunch of girls, and we were in one of the clubs. And it stood out so much that it still sticks with me today that there was a guy by himself who was like... 60s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a physical relationship, boys.
So this is a physical relationship.
Yeah. That was a guy.
You know, maybe it's kind of like...
and has sex days.
What is the theme of when you use that voice? Is it more like, let me tell you, I don't want to say this too loud, but let me just say.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
So I have a story to tell you.
You wouldn't believe.
I don't want to project this one too much. I don't want everyone to hear, but this guy is 60-something.
Yeah. He's looking at us.
So this is a physical relationship.
And he's looking for a physical relationship. I don't know what
I
mean.
I don't want to tell the whole room, but you guys were intimate, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, see, don't do that.
Well, no, I'm
don't. No, we're fine.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Translating. 5:39. It's the Mix. Good morning. A chance of rain or snow today and cloudy, otherwise cloudy, I should say, with a high of 36. Chance of snow tonight. Clouds in 18. Did you hear tomorrow?
What?
Mostly sunny, high 20.
It wasn't. I hadn't even looked at it, and that wasn't what I thought you were going to say after the mostly sunny part. I thought you were going to say high 50 or something.
20 tomorrow.
Yeah, that furnace will be running and running and running.
Yes, it will.
That's a bummer.
Yes, it will. Currently, we are
27.
I'm glad you made the observation a few minutes ago, Whip, of the, because it was a big discussion on Friday of the 20 losses of Chicago teams leading into the weekend, and all weekend long, every Chicago team won. nonstop. Five straight wins.
All they did was win.
Two Bulls wins, two Blackhawks wins.
So weird.
A Bears win right out of no. They looked like an actual NFL watch out, here they come football team.
Seriously.
They look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of the game, I was kind of like, how come no one's, well, not no one, how come it looks like there are so many people who didn't want to go out in the cold and watch the Bengals today?
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of empty seats there in Cincinnati, and about a quarter into it, I realized why. But, hey, the Bears were that team, you know, every week up till today, so give them credit. Come on.
You would think the Bengals fans would turn out thinking they were going to get a win.
Right.
And yeah, then, you know, it doesn't necessarily even take the Cincinnati Bengals and terrible weather for fans not to show up. Out in L.A., the Rams.
Yeah.
They're doing really well, but can't get anybody to show up. See that story over the weekend that Fox sent out a casting call for people because Fox did NFL Sunday in L.A. where they put fans all behind them,
yeah.
Philadelphia fans and Los Angeles fans, and they didn't have any Rams fans. So they sent out a casting call for actors, models, et cetera, to show up at the broadcast dressed as Rams fans.
Want to be on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
take time off from your waitressing job.
Right?
I'm certain they're paying them.
They
yeah,
are?
I'm certain that they are. You know,
some kind of extra scale or something?
The problem being, see, what you're missing, though, the larger issue isn't, see, Melissa with the pay thing.
Right, exactly. I'm not going to go out there for free, stand out there in a Rams jersey.
They just don't have any fans that actually show up. Everything's money-based with
her. I got that part.
Yeah, what about the cash?
Well,
yeah.
That was an outstanding
if they got some actual cash, then
they're
going
to pay that. I mean, come on.
An outstanding game, by the way, that one. And when the Eagles would score, it would sound like a Philadelphia home game a little bit, so it's confusing. But I think L.A. is still getting used to having football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they got a good team out there, though.
That one, yes.
So we'll see. We can find out more about that coming up this morning. Also, today, what do we have going on? Getting geared up for Christmas. Is it 2 weeks from today?
Oh, my gosh,
it is, yes.
That's correct.
Wow.
Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve was 2 weeks from yesterday.
Wow.
Surprise.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It is.
Flying up out of nowhere. Not even, we did get the tree up yesterday, though.
Oh, you did?
Nice job.
It is not decorated, but it is up.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is way later than has ever happened in my house before.
Hmm.
You have to admit, aren't you glad that it's up?
I was never hoping that it wouldn't be up.
Because you enjoy it once it's up.
No, I do. See, and you're missing the point there. It's not that I don't enjoy it once it's up. Everybody enjoys them once they're up.
Okay.
It's the putting up that is the part that's dreading, that people dread, that's dreadful.
Right, dreadful.
As it lays there in its big, huge Christmas tree bag, once you get it up, take the bag off and the lights are on, yeah, of course you love that.
Mm.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
This comes just from Jennifer for Hey, I Was Wondering. Hey, Eric, speaking of Mark Sapelsa, I was wondering if Whip still has his stationary bike named Mark Sapelsa. Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago we did the story that if you're having a hard time exercising, they say you should name your exercise equipment because it takes on a personality and you feel an obligation to actually use it.
Right.
So we took a vote for Whip's stationary bike and you voted to name it Mark Sapelsa. You still riding Mark Sapelsa hard?
You know, sadly, like the actual Mark Sapelsa, that stationary bike has been retired.
Ah,
yes.
Mm. Retired in the way that you no longer have it or retired in the way it's in the back of the garage?
No, I think my wife sold it or gave it away.
Okay.
One of the two, because it's gone.
Lack of use?
We got a treadmill instead, which I actually did use.
And we named that the Bears Defense.
The Bears Defense, because you could run all over it.
Run all over the Bears Defense.
Which is actually very clever.
Yeah.
The exercise bike kind of became the forgotten sibling at that point, and then eventually my wife, I think she might have just given it away to somebody who would take it away.
You know, I'm wondering if anybody, that's pretty standard. You know, give away an exercise bike, sell it, whatever, and then whoever buys it or takes it ends up 6 months later, they sell it. It's just like a traveling trophy. Keeps working its way through communities, never used.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I don't know anybody that's ever worn out an exercise bike. But they go, man, my exercise bike, I rode it so much, it doesn't work anymore. I got to get another one.
Right.
So, have you ever heard that ever said by anybody?
Never.
Yeah, the posting, I think, when we got rid of it, I think she did say gently used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, gently and or never.
And then
she only said gently just so that she felt good about it as opposed to never used.
Never used, exactly. She may have also put that it was named Mark Sapelsa to grab attention.
Lined up out
the door.
It's good marketing.
Savvy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's actually worn out an exercise bike? I mean, you rode it so much, it doesn't work anymore. That's not even possible.
No.
Nobody's ever done that ever. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Still time for you to get in on the Eric in the Morning list. Melania Trump tells a child if she could spend Christmas anywhere, it would be on a deserted island away from that child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she didn't add that last part, but it was, you know, for shock value. Make sure you're paying attention.
Of course.
We want to know top three answers if you could spend Christmas anywhere. Top three answers. You would agree, basically, with Melania. Bill, if you could spend it anywhere.
On a beach in Hawaii, sipping a margarita.
Ah, yeah. Mm. A Hawaiian margarita. Do they make those? They sound good. It would be a good thing, right?
Yeah.
A Hawaiian margarita.
There's some other fruit in there.
About as far as you can get. Glenn at number three.
The moon.
The moon. I'd spend it on the moon. At number two, Eddie, if you could spend a Christmas anywhere, it would be.
The North Pole.
The North Pole. What a lovely, lovely place. And finally, in at number one, if you could spend Christmas anywhere, Kristen, it would be.
It would be Sweden.
Sweden. Not the answers I was expecting. Not the answers I was expecting. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Yeah. People are just warming up.
Why Sweden?
Well, it's nice and cold, and we also have family that live there, and I have never been there yet.
Ah.
So that's on my bucket list.
There you go.
I'd like to go there as well.
So would I. I always get Sweden and Switzerland confused, and they're just their overall presentation.
That's the whole SW thing.
I'd love to go there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to go to Switzerland and or Sweden. When the holiday season rolls around, it's quickly becoming the American mantra. Why be real when you can be fake? They say fake Christmas trees are exploding. Now, the trees aren't exploding, sales are.
Oh, okay.
You know, if the trees are exploding, that's a problem. There's a design flaw there somewhere. They attribute this to the rising cost of real trees and their general pain-in-the-ass quality.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, they do start homes on fire. And
that's true. You got to really keep them watered.
Right. The cleanup sucks.
Right.
And so Americans are finally saying, over the course of the past few years in particular, the hell with it. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to quit doing it, or not the old-fashioned way. I'm going to quit getting the trees and go out and get myself a fake one.
Okay.
In record numbers, they talked to a mother, Mary Arif, who's a mother of two, who made the leap. She's a 37-year-old automotive manager from Michigan. Said safety and having to clean up the mess were factors in her decision. The family spent $70 on a 7.5-footer, but they realized... What?
$70? I have a fake one, so I don't know how much they cost. They're 70. I don't know that.
That's the fake one.
I know. Years ago, I bought... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking real. I thought you were talking she bought a real one. Never mind.
No, we're all about making the switch from real to fake.
Right. Because she had got sick of cleaning up the needles. But I thought then you were talking about how much that real tree cost, and never mind.
Mary Arif, mother too, is making the leap. The 37-year-old automotive manager said safety and having to regularly clean up the mess were factors in her decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The family spent $70 on a 7.5-footer, which on its surface might sound like a lot. But if you think, wow, they're going to have that tree for 10 years.
Yeah, the fake one, yeah.
Yeah, for 10 years, if they spent $70, Melissa.
Yeah.
What's that cost them per
Never
year
Never mind.
For that tree?
I'm not. Don't do it. That's not funny.
Based on
That's
what you,
not funny.
Based on what you just did, I think you owe us this.
No, I'm not doing anything.
I feel like you owe us.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm
10 here. Years, it lasts. It's $70.
I'm not doing it.
It breaks down to roughly what?
I'm not doing it.
After what we just experienced?
Add or subtract, even multiply. She'll give us an answer in the blink of an eye. Math operations in the proper order. A fraction of fun in Melissa's math corner.
I'm not doing it. I'm not.
What you just did do, you should. It's just like balancing the scales of justice.
No, I didn't do anything.
Whip.
$7.
That's exactly right. $7 a year, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You start to break that down. Yeah, the initial cost is high, but when you realize, all right, well, I'm not going to have to buy a real tree every year from now on, right? What do real trees cost? They say the price has been going up. I don't even know.
That's a great question. I buy one every year, and I have no idea what it costs.
Do you have a real tree, and you don't know what you paid for it?
No, I don't remember.
How big is it?
Not sure.
Okay, you're bringing a lot to the table, too. I'd like to thank you both for being here.
Hey, what are you doing? pulling me into that.
You know, because you just wouldn't do your part.
Whatever.
Hey, Melissa's mad corner. I'm not doing it. Hey, Whip, what's the real drink cost? No clue.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Now Whip's got to Melissa's voice.
No, I'd have to make it up. I think it's probably about an 8-footer or so, based on how much taller it is than me.
Okay.
And I don't actually recall at all how much money it cost.
Have any of you made that switch from real to fake and you are relieved? Like, how has that experience been? Are you looking at that tree going, man, why didn't I do this 15 years ago? This is the greatest ever. And they say that the reason a lot of people are making the switch now is because the fake trees now look so real.
Yeah, they do look nice.
10 years ago, a fake tree looked like a fake tree.
Yeah. And now, they're pre-lit.
Now you can get a fake tree. Like, our fake tree in my house, you cannot tell.
Really? That's great.
You can't tell. Mm. Other than it doesn't smell like a tree, obviously. But there's sprays for that. It's a big thing in this article. But I don't even bother with the sprays.
No, right. No. Go all out.
Yeah. The real trees, I have allergies to anyway. Like, I couldn't have a real tree because of that.
You're allergic to your Christmas tree?
Real ones.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Trees,
yes.
Yeah. You're allergic to a Christmas tree?
Yeah. They used to make me sneeze like crazy.
Mm. You are allergic to everything. You really are.
What about people whose homes you go into that have a real tree? You got a problem?
I don't know. I don't know a single person that
anywhere.
Has a real tree.
Cats,
they're all fake.
Trees.
Yeah.
You're allergic to everything.
Well, maybe it's the mold or something they bring in from the outside.
That
you know, we
be.
Know they have all those critters in them.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. You're a fake person now. You made the switch. How's that going? You made the move. You were a real person. Now you're just fake, fake, fake. And they say the whole world's doing it. Made the switch, Mary Beth?
Yes, I did.
This is the year, huh?
You know, I did. It can't get any easier now. It's three pieces. It's already lit. You stick the thing in the hole. It literally takes 3 minutes to set your tree up.
That's how we like to live our weekend.
Yeah.
No more sawing the bottom off the tree, sticking it in the water.
Right.
That sap everywhere.
Right.
Paling your feet on needles.
Just making it even in the base, right? That part where you screw in the little things, it's always a little askew, and you got to unscrew it. It's a pain.
I saw that Conrad posted a picture of his real tree, and it's lean, and he can't get it straight. Paul Conrad.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I even got some pine smell.
There you go.
Incense stuff, and now you know it's totally fake, but
does that actually smell like a Christmas tree? Have they perfected that enough?
It depends on which one you buy. Now that's the thing. Mine was $60. It was a special oil.
Aha.
You know, but you know, like I said, it's so easy to put together. That's the thing.
True.
That's what the holidays really need. Something you can snap together in three pieces, throw it right up, plug in. We're in business.
I know, but it makes life so much easier.
That whole going out, cutting one down. Sure, it's a great family memory that you'll hold on to forever, but who needs those? Yeah. Be like my house. Walk out to the garage. There's a family dragging a cardboard box all covered in dust. Snap it together. Plug it in. Boom. You're back to Xbox.
Hey, tradition's tradition.
Right. Way it should be.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
I say the pressures of the holiday season can be a little overwhelming time to time, and you collapse into a heap of tears. Crying all the time because you're tired, you have two X chromosomes, you're stressed out, or other reasons. Anybody listening who with the unexpected weekend cry? Created by what, Shayna?
I saw the movie Coco.
Coco made you cry.
Yeah.
Number one at the box office again, at least until next weekend when Star Wars comes out. Exactly. Then you'll never hear of Coco again.
Right.
Yeah. Difficult not to cry in Coco.
Did you cry, Coco?
A little bit. Yeah, I teared
up. Did you really?
Yep. Especially toward the end. If people saw it, they know what I'm talking about. Yep.
All right, what happens at the end?
I'll let you know off the air. Because I know you'll never see it.
Yeah. You know what? That is true.
So I can't spoil it for you.
That is true. Oh, boy. Yeah, the unexpected weekend cry was provided by what, Jennifer?
Getting ready for the third of three holiday parties yesterday morning.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It was too much. And when I gave my husband the target list and he looked at me and said, why didn't you get this all yesterday? I just lost it.
Oh, my gosh. How dare he? Mm-hmm.
Why did he even ask you that?
How dare he?
I told him it was the wrong question and just to get in the car and head out.
And shut up.
Better for everybody.
Yeah. We're going to go and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to force enjoyment on ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three holiday parties in one weekend. The unexpected weekend cry was provided by what, Denise?
Kristen Bell had this special on yesterday where she brought all these high school people back together to do their high school play again, to reenact it. It's called Into the Woods or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they did their final performance, and I just lost it.
Really?
I just started bawling.
So yeah. the Kristen Bell high school play reenactment did it to you?
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why. They were all just so happy.
Was it the nostalgic quality of it?
I think so. I think because they were all just so proud of themselves, and as a mom, I was just so proud of them.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm so proud of you as a mom.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's lovely. Reliving your high school days. Ah, look at this, Nikki. You weren't alone.
Hi. I was watching the news Friday night, minding my own business, and I bawled like a baby at Mark Sapelsa's farewell speech.
Oh, so the speech got you.
It was Micah, actually, if I'm being really honest. It was Micah's speech and then his. And my husband was like, are you all right?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not crying.
You know what's interesting? You were sobbing. Micah was sobbing. Skilling was sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world was sobbing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got in front of the TV just in time to see it at 10:20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all right. I actually rolled my sleeves up, Nikki. I said, all right. See what we're going to get here.
Yep.
And I tuned in just in time to see Micah dissolving into tears.
She did dissolve, too.
Yeah. And, you know, we went to Sapelsa's going away party on Saturday night. And for the record, folks, Micah was still crying.
I know.
She hadn't stopped.
She was. Pretty much she repeated that in
she
person.
She cried all the way through Friday night, through into Saturday, all the way through Saturday afternoon to Saturday night. She never stopped.
I know.
There is no way she's not dehydrated.
Yeah, she actually said, I don't think I have any tears left at this point.
I mean, she was crying at everything. She was looking at his shoes going, I love those shoes. It was unbelievably emotional for her.
Very real. Very, very real.
But it did get to a point even at the party where she was the only person in a room of 300 crying. Did you notice that?
I thought it was very sweet.
But am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
She was the only person
crying.
She was very shaken up, I think, the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Mark Sapelsa's wife, all of us were looking. Everybody's like, is she going to be okay?
I know.
But the way she put it about, like, every time he goes on vacation, I always knew he was coming back.
Yeah,
now he's never coming back.
Right.
And then, again, she's very upset.
By the way, Micah, even prettier in person.
Thank you for that. Yeah, the crying. Yeah, she was crying nonstop. Just like Mark was on Friday.
No, wait.
There he was.
Wait, let me say something.
There he was right there.
Let me say something.
Mark, it's going to be all right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was uncomfortable. It's the mix. It was trending on Twitter. Things that are better than sex. Hashtag, yeah, sex is cool. Yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever closed 15 tabs after finishing a project? Yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever woken up at 3 a.m. thirsty as hell and drank some ice water? Yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever laid in your robe for 3 hours after a shower? How would you finish it? Yeah, sex is cool, but... Peter.
Gibson's Macadamia Turtle Nut Pie.
Have not had it, but it sounds delicious.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
It's the bomb.
It is the bomb. Yeah. Which is not a good word to say today.
Oh, geez.
Given what's going on in the
Apparently
news.
Not, yeah.
Whip will have the update in the news here in just a second. Hang on, Peter. Allison, sex is cool, but.
A perfectly cooked prime rib.
A lot of food based. Yeah, sex is good. All right, hold on. We will be picking the best one and giving away a prize. Anna, yeah, sex is good, but...
Sam's opens at 7 a.m., and I finish my Christmas shopping.
Wow. Nice. Good for you.
Sam's opens at 7 a.m. Hold on a second. Yeah, sex is good, but Paula.
Dropping the kids off at Grandma and Grandpa's for the weekend is better.
Oh, my God. You're exactly right. Hold on.
So better it's sing-songy what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sex is good, but Sean.
Have you ever put clothes fresh out of the dryer on?
Warm, yeah.
Try that one on and grab yourself some turtle pie. Hey, Mike, yeah, sex is good, but...
Saying screw you to your DB boss while drinking a beer.
Okay.
Wow.
Saying screw you to your douchebag boss while drinking. Hey, that's better than sex. Yeah, sex is good, but John...
Reach deep down into that bag and find those extra McDonald's French fries.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got
a couple of rogue ones down there.
That's true.
All right, we need to pick a winner from that. Yes, sex is good, but Gibson's turtle nut pie, perfectly cooked prime ribs. Sam's opened at 7. Hey, Grandma and Grandpa have the kids for the weekend. Clothes fresh out of the dryer. Screw you, you douchebag boss. And, hey, how about those extra French fries at the bottom of the bag? Whip!
Because she sang it, Grandma and Grandpa's for the weekend.
All right, I would go with the extra French fries in the bottom of the bag. Melissa?
Extra French fries?
Yeah. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex is good, but those extra French fries make all the difference. That's how you draw your relatives in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, moms, if you're trying to get the kids to come home, pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pie gets it done. 8:17. It's the mix. New study says 52% of Americans tell the same lie to their families every holiday. What does that involve? 312-591-6800. What lie, Carol?
I love the gift you gave me.
I love the gift you gave me. Yeah, that would be a good guess. That's not it. What lie? Oh, God. Don't worry. We're getting new studios in like 6 months. Hopefully they fix that noise, folks. What lie would it be? Janet. I'm a little thrown there. Janet.
Somebody's sick and we can't make it.
Also a good one. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The fake sickness and we can't make it lie.
Right.
No, that's not it. The lie 52% of Americans are telling to their families. Sandy.
Avoiding uncomfortable sleeping arrangements.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, we can't stay. We can't stay. We got a lot going on. You could stay. You just don't want to sleep on the couch all that long.
Right.
Got it.
You want to be in your comfy bed.
Yeah, absolutely right. Like if you were invited down for Christmas to the log cabin down in Paducah,
mm-hmm.
where your dad lives.
Yep.
But he said to you, oh, yeah, come on down for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Unfortunately, Aunt Mary's going to be here in the guest room, so you're going to be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too thrilled about that.
Yeah, and Cousin Joey's going to be sleeping on the couch, so we've got a semi-nice air mattress you're going to sleep on.
Oh, I've slept on the air mattress there before.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Right. Or, Aunt Sue is going to be using that. You're going to need to sleep in your car.
That would be, pretty much a deal breaker.
52% of U.S. adults have made up excuses specifically to avoid uncomfortable sleeping arrangements at a relative's home, according to the new survey from an inflatable air mattress company.
Mm.
Also, the majority of Americans would skip holiday gift giving altogether if they could.
Yeah.
I'm in that majority.
Me too.
Right.
69% of Americans would skip exchanging gifts if their family and friends would finally agree to it.
Yeah. Like, hey, you're not dying for anything yourself. You don't really need anything. You don't know what you're going to do with the stuff you get anyway. And plus, you have to buy for other people.
See, what you just said, I think this is the exact reverse of what you just said.
You think so?
It's not about even thinking about what you're going to get. That's how you started it. It's taking the pressure off of the give.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I guess I was thinking of it that way because it's kind of like, what's the return for all the work you do in giving? You're supposed to get something, too. But I don't know.
There you go. That I will accept.
Yeah.
When you give, you like to get. And anybody who claims they don't like to get is lying.
As long as it's a good get.
I just got an email from someone who I just said, and this is kind of along the same lines. I said the Monica Lewinsky thing when are we going to reach a time in life or a time in society where we just kind of pull back a little bit?
Yeah.
And just rediscover the ability to smile and laugh and not overthink things. And I just got a 3-paragraph email about don't discourage people to overthink. Right. I swear I am telling you the truth. Overthinking is something that's important in this society, Eric. You can't discourage thinking.
How about this one?
I actually got, you can't discourage thinking.
Would it be mean to say, feel free to overthink, but could you keep it to yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
How dare you discourage thinking? Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Okay. 312-591-6800 and 312-233-1019. I have to unfollow or unfriend when I see open wounds. You have to unfollow or unfriend when you see what, Dana?
Half-naked people showing us how fat they were last year and how skinny they are this year.
So you want the somewhat half-naked weight loss pictures to stop?
Yes. If we want our husbands to...
Not that we're not proponents of weight loss and championing your success. See, this is what you have to say.
Right.
There will be follow-up.
Right. Along those lines, though...
We are.
Yeah, the humble braggy ones are even worse, though, where it's kind of like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My pants don't fit right. You know, whatever. Where obviously they're trying to...
Look how fit I am.
Exactly.
And that comment, I don't know how I'm going to handle this now that my pants don't fit. Let's be clear, is unfair to pants companies.
Exactly.
And is
with all due respect to pants companies and belt makers.
It's disrespectful to pants companies. And the last thing we want to do is deal with an offended Levi's dealer.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. The unfriend or unfollow. Happens when, Tony?
Any time that somebody acts like having kids and their life with children is perfect. I have to instantly unfollow them because I have 1-year-old twins, and so it is not like that.
Right, it's pure hell, isn't it? You love them, but it's pure hell.
Right. If your post isn't about cleaning up diarrhea or something like that,
let's get real. Yeah, let's get real.
Gosh, I love it.
That's true, too.
Yeah, you actually might spread the word about somebody's posts more if they were honest. Like, you know what? I've got 1-year-old twins, and I'm near death.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Just be honest.
Yeah. I'm elbow deep in diarrhea right now. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sarah.
Hey, I can't stand the stay-at-home moms who have nothing better to do. If you're posting more than, twice a day.
We're out. Yeah. All right, thanks. That one's on Sarah.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, Mike.
See, now that one will just light the candle.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep, the firecracker just got lit.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's going to have to unfollow herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy.
Again, that was Sarah.
I know.
That was Sarah. Actually,
how hard it is.
In an effort to try to... How weird is this? And I didn't see this coming. Mm-hmm. In an effort to diffuse some of this, we're actually making it worse.
Right.
Hey, Jason. Hey, you all right? You okay?
Yes, I'm good.
All right. Go ahead.
Shocked by Sarah still.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. People who put their perspective online and only want people who post agree with them.
Aha.
If you disagree, you can't say anything. I'm like, it drives me nuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true, too.
I think I'm okay with that, the disagreement, as long as it's not a long, protracted yeah, but debate. Yeah, but.
It's just a rabbit hole, though. It never ends. Even starting the discussion, just you're never going to win, and it's never going to end. Just know that going in.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you getting a complaint?
No, I just heard from a pants company. Oh. Well, since we currently seem to live in an age of taking all joy away. You're sure this with you.
Okay.
The guy who had the twins, the 1-year-old twins?
Yeah.
Try this one on. The Department of Agriculture estimated that a child born now to a middle-income married couple will cost roughly $233,600 to raise as far as food, shelter, and other necessities through the age of 17.
Wow.
$233,000. This number does not include medical costs associated with having the baby, which can range between $18,000 for the old-fashioned way, where, you know, the exit happens...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, naturally.
And $27,800 for the, you know, the other way, the other option.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you pile that on top, and you're right there at $250,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Raised to the age of 17. Throw three or four of them in the mix.
Well,
I can have Melissa do that math, but I don't think it's necessary. I think you folks know exactly where that stands, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.